Hello and welcome to Intrepid Heroes Presents, a podcast where we talk about role-playing games. I'm John Godek, and with me today is Adam Vick. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, thank you.
So Adam has recently been promoted as art director at Paizo after spending 4 years as a senior graphic designer here. Yeah, Adam, can you talk to us a little bit about your current role as the art director, as well as your past role as a senior graphic designer? Kind of how do these roles interact with various freelancers, game designers, game developers, and others?
Sure. So I started, like you were saying, about 4 years ago here at Paizo. And my role as senior graphic designer at the time was mainly working on layout of various books. Primarily at the time, it was the Pathfinder Player Companion and the some of the bigger core rule books, but kind of some of more of the supplemental materials. And then various marketing sort of things, advertisements, convention type stuff. And so there's a couple years of that. That was kind of just getting my feet wet with kind of how the way Paizo works and the way our system was. Not too much on the actual art side of things, but about 2 years into it, I started then beginning to form relationships with artists and began to order art. And my personal background was I was a freelance illustrator for about 3 years, and I worked on some game projects, but primarily I actually worked more in the music industry. I did lots of album covers, posters, stuff like that. And that was kind of where I played in bands for years and years. So that was kind of where my background kind of came from. But I also, at the same time, was been always fairly involved with gaming. My gaming background kind of came more from miniatures gaming and wargaming. Mm-hmm. But so that kind of opened that door into Paizo. And so after a couple years of mainly just doing traditional kind of graphic design roles, I started taking on more art direction roles, and that kind of includes just hiring freelance artists and building relationships, working with the developers a little bit to kind of get deeper into what the stories are and then how the art interacts with that. And then so just recently, I'd say in the last year, I pretty much was doing all the jobs of the art director but did not have the title quite as yet. And so what that kind of more entailed was really starting to reach out to a lot of different artists, having about 30 or 40 a month that you work with, and these are all worldwide, that you hire for whatever project that we have going on. And so what that really entails is me sitting down with the developer group and just kind of getting a feel for what they're working on, and then them kind of giving suggestions and working out whatever characters or assets are going to be within the adventure. And so I kind of take on from there, write more to the description, sometimes provide sketches, then hire out artists based on what we had worked out together in that way. But along with all of that, I'm the art director for our marketing department. So what my big job outside of just hiring artists is I do the animation and create the trailers and movies for our APs. I do a lot of our convention support and a lot of our just big general look and feel of the website, advertisements across everything, print advertisements. So there's kind of a lot from day to day. It varies from different.
Yeah, I mean, from doing layout to doing, working with freelancers and getting art, and then also creating all the marketing materials, that's quite an expansive amount of work.
Yeah, it was quite a bit. Luckily, yeah. I had some already of this experience. I worked at a couple past game companies in the video game field, and I worked in their marketing departments and did a lot of digital and more of more recent types of graphic design there when I didn't hear. And Paizo kind of came about because, like I was saying, I was a freelance illustrator, and the grind got really bad, as I'm sure the people I hire know. It's you're constantly having to work and look. And I was doing all right, but it was just I was just looking for something to kind of help supplement that while I was doing it. So at the first couple of years here, it kind of worked out because doing layout was kind of more straightforward. Then I'd go home at night and I would just do more freelance work at that point, which at this point it's gotten a little less because of my duties here have taken more and more on. But it's still try to get that balance.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey? So, you know, where you learned all these skills and how you developed it. I mean, now you're talking, you did video editing on top of that. And so that's a pretty complex skill set that you've put together.
So,
and you were a musician too.
Yeah. Yeah. That was how I started my journey. So I guess, along with when I was a teenager, I was into playing games. I was really into like JRPGs at the time, which would have been, so I'm 37, so in the mid-90s, it would have been, you know, Final Fantasy, Dragon Warrior, and then all the things like that. But I was also really into Warhammer 40K, and I was pretty into, actually I was playing Rifts at the time, and some Shadowrun. But at the same time, I was also really into music, and I played in essentially heavy metal and punk rock bands and stuff like that. And I've always been an illustrator artist, and I kind of by default became the person that would design all of the t-shirts and all of the posters and album work. And then through that, through the bands I was in, other bands started hiring me too. So I did that till I was about 26, toured quite a bit, and just, I don't know, just kind of had fun, early 20s type of deal. But at that point, I was realizing that I needed to make some money, and because living in a punk house with five other guys was starting to not be very much fun. So I went back to school, and I actually went to, I'd already gone to a couple years of community college at that point, just for general arts. And then I went back to, and then in Seattle, there's a Seattle Central Community College, but they have a creative department that's separate from the school. And it's called the Seattle Central Creative Academy. And they offer a graphic design program, an illustration program, photography, and then a multimedia program. And it's they only accept about 20 to 28 people a year. So you have to do a portfolio review, and then they take, once you pass through that, then they'll decide if you can join into the program. And it's a continuous program that goes for 2 years straight without any breaks. And so at that time, I got accepted into the graphic design and illustration program, and I had a lot of instructors that hammered that we started off with, it would be traditional layout, print, and all of that, but at the same time, I had to learn web development, and I also had to learn video editing and After Effects and all these other things along with it, because it was such an intensive program that they just tried to get everything into you. And I graduated that in 2012, so at that time is when, you know, iPhone 4 and all these different things were really starting to make their appearance. So I was learning how to do everything along with that. And right out of school from our portfolio show, I got hired by PopCap Games, which is most people know for Plants vs. Zombies or for Bejeweled. And as I worked there as a graphic designer, and which also kind of was funny because it entailed the same type of deal I did. Print stuff, like at the time there were still physical copies that they were selling of the game, so I would do book layout and stuff like that, but then I would also do convention support stuff, and then just illustration, making t-shirts, and then web advertisements, web landing page. So it was all across the board. They kind of hit all of your different skill sets all at once, and it was kind of a trial by fire thing because it was also my first office job I'd ever had. I mainly worked either freelance, like I was kind of saying, for bands and things. So kind of had to learn how that culture worked and stuff like that. But it was fun, and there were some good people. And that's they got bought out by EA, and they kind of restructured the whole company at that point. And unfortunately, I was one of the last group of hires that was in, so I was first to go at that point. And so from there, I worked at another game company called Tilting Point, which was another mobile games and kind of the same thing. And we went through all of that, and then, like I was saying, then I went back to being kind of a freelance illustrator, and my wife actually works as a, she works in the fashion industry, and she was a costume illustrator, and she ended up working on the Hateful Eight Quentin Tarantino movie as a costume illustrator. So they actually hired me as for internal logos and for graphics for their essentially they had books that they show to the actors and to all the people working on set for that or for the world building, essentially. So I helped out on that for a year and a couple other jobs that my wife was doing. And then went back to freelance again. And then that kind of ties back into where I came in at Paizo, because I always liked working in the game industry. I'd started playing Warhammer again and was looking, getting back and more into tabletop games, and just saw an opportunity online that they said that they were hiring. And so
you hadn't done any work for Paizo at that point?
No, no, yeah. I had not. I actually was, at that time, I was not even familiar with Pathfinder. Oh. Like, I knew, and that was the thing is, even when I played RPGs, I kind of geared more towards science fiction. I was, like I'd say, in Shadowrun, Rift, stuff like that. I kind of stayed away. I wasn't too interested in a lot of the sword and sorcery things. But that was also during a time period that was kind of AD&D, and I don't know, it just didn't click with me at the time. And so I came in here just solely because of I always like this. I like fantasy artwork. I like gaming, this sort of thing. And then I saw that they had this position open for the senior graphic designer. And at that point, I'd been a designer for about 3 years, I guess, 4 years, something like that. And then so it came in, and at the time, there was another fellow here named Andrew, and he was one of the art directors, him and Sarah, and I interviewed with them and got the job. And wow. it's been pretty good ever since then.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Can you talk about the process for creating all this art that Paizo uses in its various publications?
Yeah, I touched on that a little bit. And so how it generally works is that we have the developers here that are, you know, working on whatever storylines, and they kind of have a general idea of what they're looking for with, you know, whatever adventure that they might be working on next. And so that comes in about, you know, it's usually done about 6 to 8 months in advance, up to even maybe a year from what you will see out on the release date from that point. And so what happens is that the developers sit together. They kind of work out what their general storylines are and what their ideas are. And before it gets too set in stone, then we usually have meetings with them. And we talk about just, you know, various characters, areas of the world, you know. And this starts to break down into, like, what are they wearing? What are their skin colors? What are, you know, their basic physical attributes for where, you know, what this book might be about, focusing on different regions. And then so they'll kind of have, you know, already their characters in mind and set into place of what they're looking for. But then I come in and kind of help flesh out, like, this is what maybe, you know, they should be wearing, a pose, a look along those sort of lines. And then we work out together what the order will be that we send to the artist. And so what we send to the artist is usually about 3 sentences to about a paragraph. We don't want to give the artist too much direction in the sense of restricting them to where they can't feel like they can't do their job, essentially, be creative and make artwork. And so we like to try to find a sweet spot that has what is needed for the game, what my input is what I would like to see the general look be like, and then allow the artist to be able to have their own input from that point on and create and use their creativity to give us something good. Because when you try to get too specific, you actually end up usually getting a worse product, because specific to me might not be specific to the person that I'm hiring, and there can just be a lot of miscommunication. So as long as we have a few beats that we hit that guarantee that it works within the game and in the setting, then we let them go kind of from there.
Now, when you look at a lot of the artwork in the books, both Pathfinder and Starfinder series, there seems to be a very consistent kind of style.
Yes.
And also the lighting. It seems very consistent, the kind of the shading on everything. How does that get accomplished?
Okay, well, we do have a house style, and that kind of leads into, this is also for any other maybe freelance artists out there, and this kind of happens quite a bit, is a lot of people, you know, they might be proud of their work, and there's, I mean, all different styles, all interesting and cool looking, you know, from being very realistic to being cartoony. But we have a specific style at Paizo, and that is, it's essentially fantasy realism. And what that would be is that we can go to somewhat of a little bit of a cartoony or exaggeratedness, but it still needs to be grounded in a realism. Like, it can't be, you know, super crazy proportions or elongated faces or anime or things like that, because that's just not what our house style is. And our house style originally essentially is based off of Wayne Reynolds, because he was our core artist, you know, and that's generally there, and it expands from that, but that's where the starting point goes. And so when you're talking about things all kind of having a similar look, that kind of comes back to these are our core house styles. And so what we give to artists is they have a packet, and we provide portraitures, scenes, everything, all of the races, everything within there, and examples of everything. And we give that to every new artist that we start with, and we say, hey, read through this, go through this, look at everything in here, and make sure, you know, be yourself here. We're hiring you for you, but make sure that you're staying within these parameters to provide that. And the lighting and the shading, I would say lighting kind of has to do with, I think, the fact that most, other than people like Wayne and a handful of people, almost everything is done digitally now. And so I think people kind of set their light sources within Photoshop or whatever program they're using, and they're just kind of basing it off of that sort of look and feel. And I kind of feel like that's one of the, I love digital artwork, and it can be done in a million different ways, but some of the defaulting of it can kind of get a little samey. And I think that that has to do with that aspect of being really dependent on the program, and maybe not so much some real life lighting or you know, taking from or drawing from life in that sort of way, which can be really hard to do when you have a 2 or 3 week turnaround, you know, and so especially with how much art we pump out. But I think there's something to be said with just the process of a lot of modern artists now, especially if they're a game or fantasy artist, kind of ends up being, kind of gets that same sort of look and feel just because of how they end up doing their work, I think, is kind of ties in that.
Kind and of the tools they're using.
Yeah, in that way. And like I said, you can get anything from that, but I just think that the more default way kind of ends up in that way for some people. And so I think that kind of gives a general.
So what advice do you have for aspiring RPG artists, you know, so to kind of get jobs with Paizo and things like that?
So I would say the first thing is kind of ties back into what I was saying earlier, was about just being aware of a house style. So if you're applying for a place like Paizo or Wizards of the Coast or whoever else, be sure you're familiar with their products already and that you know what their artwork looks like. Because, you know, I go to a handful of conventions every year and I do portfolio reviews, and at PaizoCon I'll do one there. And a lot of the time I will see people that, you know, they might be skilled, but they're not paying attention to what our house styles are. They'll bring me something that's very maybe anime influenced or extra cartoony or exaggerated. And we have no product that uses artwork that looks like that. And I think that I've run into that a lot, and talking to other art directors at other companies, that is kind of one of the biggest things. Like, if you send in your portfolio to us and I look at a piece or two that's like that, I'm very busy and all of us are, and we have a lot of different submissions all the time. And if I see one or two, I don't even really have time to respond to you at that point, because you're kind of wasting my time because you didn't take the time on your end to look. It's just like any job. Know what you're applying for. And so if you don't take that time to actually target your artwork towards the job you want, that's lazy on your part, and it isn't going to do you any favors in the end. So even if you're really excited about something but you don't know if it's quite right for what you're applying for, don't send it in, because that's going to be your first impression. And a lot of the time after that point, you won't even be looked at again because you didn't come with what is right for the job. So that's one of the big ones that I would see. And then other than that, it's just, you know, making sure that you have your fundamentals down, which would be your basic anatomy, your perspective, your lighting, you know, making sure that you know all of those basic things before you submit. Because a lot of time, I think a lot of people think an art director is somebody that they want to get feedback from. They want to, you know, help me out here, tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's not really what my job is here. It's already, my job is once you come fully formed, then I direct you on how to make the best product or best image for Paizo. I'm not critiquing your work or how a school teacher would, or somebody, or actually how another, maybe another fellow artist would, that maybe you would show your stuff to. I'm not trying to bring you up to the level at Paizo. I already want you to be at the level, and then we critique from there to get it to the right way. So not to say that that isn't something that I will do or we will do at conventions, but if you are sending in your artwork through our portal or into other people hoping just to get feedback on it, that's not really what this is for, it's, or what it's about. It's about that you should be at the point that you think that you already did your homework, you already know what the style is, you're already good with all your lighting, your anatomy, all of these different things, and then you're applying at that point because you think your work is already good enough to be used. And then we can kind of tweak or tailor from there. So those are some of the big things of just, you know, knowing, you know, already having your fundamentals down, knowing what you're applying for, and then just, you know, being easy to work with in some ways, because, you know, I might see something where you're almost there, but then I do give feedback and say, hey, if you do this, if you change that, then this is what we can get up to. And you need to be responsive to that, because you're asking for work. This isn't personal work. This is to be hired, to be printed, to be used. So you need to be open to whatever feedback might get you up to that level to be hired.
Very cool. So what's next for Adam? Kind of what big things do you have coming that you can talk about?
Well, we got right now, I'm doing the little, I work primarily on the Starfinder Adventure Path line. And so I work pretty close with Jason Keeley every month on developing the look and feel for how this stuff works. Mm-hmm. And so we're about to release the Threefold Conspiracy line, which is the next Adventure Path, which is kind of a mystery-esque, I don't want to give too much away because it's everything is supposed to be wrapped in a lot of secrecy on this one.
Right.
So so that's about to launch, and I'm actually in process of finishing up a trailer for that today that will probably be released at some point next week.
Nice.
And so that's going to be coming up, and then we have a couple hardback books that I can't talk about, but they'll be out along soon. We got PaizoCon, and then Gen Con will be here. So those will be some big review sessions for a lot of artists that will be coming in. Mm-hmm. And we got just everything moving forward with everything here at Paizo. We're growing a lot, it seems like, and we got a lot of pretty exciting stuff coming out in the next year, I think. Personally, I have I still am an illustrator. You can find my work at VicCorps, VicCorps, on Instagram. And I actually have a couple big album covers I'm doing for some bands that I'm excited about. And I'm working on a comic book right now. And so that's kind of in process as well. So just always staying busy.
All right. So. Well, Adam, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today. I look forward to seeing you again at PaizoCon.
Maybe
some other. Do you go to other conventions besides PaizoCon?
Yeah, I mainly do. Let's see. I did NorwestCon last year. Yeah. We did Orca one year. Mm-hmm. Always Gen Con. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Spectrum. PAX. PAX here out west.
So, oh, you go to the PAX Prime?
Yeah, we do PAX. Wow. So we do a handful. I guess usually it's about 4 to 6 a year, I would say, within that realm.
And you do portfolio reviews at all these?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you're at this convention and you see the Paizo booth, I've been the one that's been doing it recently, but like I said, we actually just hired an on-staff artist here at Paizo named Kent Hamilton, and he was also an art director. Who also was my former artist that I hired here years back ago, that was one of my favorite artists, and then now we brought him on as a staff person here. So he's going to be out there, I think, more in some of the conventions, because he's doing a lot more direct actual drawing and world building here right now. So I'll probably be with him at some of these, but he might be at more of them. But I think we're going to have a presence at a lot of at least cons on the West Coast, I mm-hmm. would say, and then Gen Con will usually be at somebody from there. So if you're an artist and you're at one of these conventions and you know Paizo's there, bring your portfolio. But like I was saying earlier, just be prepared. If it isn't dialed in to what our style is, be prepared to get a little bit of feedback about that. So,
all right. Good advice. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.